Before we get started today, remember, waging war on offense is on ultra early bird now. I'm not talking about you being offended. I'm talking about how the enemy weaponizes offense and uses it against you. And how does he do this? Well, there's a spiritual component and there's a natural component. In other words, he uses offended people to try to breach your spirit. He uses offended people to steal your promotions, to slander your name, to bring all kind of chaos into your life. And then what happens? You find out so-and-so took your promotion, so-and-so said something unkind about you, and then you get offended. And so it's this perpetual cycle. So I hope that you read or listen to the prophetic word. I hope that you took the training that I offered, but if you didn't, there's still time to dive deep with me in this four-part series, Waging War on Offense. Listen, get to schoolofthespirit.tv right now before it's too late. Now let's get started with today's broadcast. As part of Awakening Prayer Hub's 50-50 campaign, we're praying for one state each week until Election Week 2024. It's a critical time to pray for the United States, and each state plays a role in the union. So join the campaign at awakeningprayerhubs.com/50-50. Known prophetically as the unique state, Nebraska is an agricultural icon in America. In fact, many of Nebraska's cattle ranches provide the state's trademark corn-fed beef. You gotta love it. Although, you know, it's known as the unique state in the spirit, it's known as the Cornhusker state in the natural. Nebraska counts corn production as a leading crop, and its quote-unquote golden triangle of corn, livestock, and ethanol production drives its industry. This Midwestern state is also marked by wide open plains and its role in the success of the Lewis and Clark expedition. That was before our time, but we're benefiting from it today. Indeed, Nebraska has produced everything from a former U.S. president to one of the most popular summertime soda drinks. I'll let you figure out what that is. But like any other state, Nebraska has its challenges. Top concerns in the natural are a tight labor market, insufficient population growth, and technology-related skill shortages. It's not a good situation. Then you've got the harsh winters and the cold temperatures, as well as the tornado risks, and that scares some people from actually moving to the state. It's not always pleasant in the natural to live there, but this is on top of all the spiritual strongholds. This week, Awakening Prayer Hubs is praying for Nebraska. So how do we pray? We always start with identification or repentance, and we have taken the time to study that. You'll find the prayer points at awakeningprayerhubs.com/globalprayerroom if you want to pray along all of them. But, you know, all forms of idolatry, indigenous, you know, breaking the covenants with indigenous peoples, shedding of innocent blood, these are some issues. We want to pray for Nebraska's media mountain, that, you know, the people standing in these responsible roles would determine what pleases the Lord and take no part in the worthless deeds of evil, but rather expose them. That's a scripture. We want to deal with the indoctrination that's been accomplished with anti-biblical bias and false information in Nebraska's educational system. It's bad. And this is the Midwest, and they're going after our kids. I want to pray that needs are addressed within the education mountain, like chronic absenteeism. That's a real problem there. Teacher recruitment and retention, also a challenge. And on the spiritual side, I mean, there's so much we could pray for. You can get all these prayer points at awakeningprayerhubs.com/globalprayerroom. But on the spiritual side, ask God to send his angels of protection to surround the private and public schools, along with all college and university campuses. You've seen the ruckuses, the protests, the violence on college campuses. I'm grateful that hasn't broken out on the high school campuses. We need to pray. I want to pray for a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit to equip and empower the Nebraska government officials to do his will and push back the powers of darkness. It goes on and on and on. We want to expose darkness with the light of the gospel, preach the gospel, raise up evangelists, send them forth, missionaries. Listen, America is a huge mission field. We want to pray against the drug addictions and all these things, but mostly, because you're going to find all these prayer points at awakeningprayerhubs.com/globalprayerroom, we want to pray for revival. We want to pray for an increase in faithful intercessors who make up the hedge and stand in the gap on behalf of Nebraska and who see the fruit of their labor. I want to pray the church would continue to speak forth his word as angels hearken to the voice of the Lord to see his will come to pass. We want to see awakening, societal reformation, transformation on every mountain in Nebraska. I don't mean the natural mountains. I mean, they even have mountains. I mean, these spheres of cultural influence. You are part of the solution. Be a prayer solutionist. Go deeper with us for prayer, for revival, and major issues in cities around the world. We're standing together around the globe in 100 nations. You can pray for just 30 minutes a day. Oh, I'm sorry, 30 minutes a month. Come on. You could pray for 30 minutes a month. You can get into our family, our equipping, our training, our camaraderie. You qualify if you can pray just 30 minutes a month. That's really nothing. You could do that on the way to work in your car. Come on. Awakening Prayer Hubs is looking for 1,000 prayer warriors to raise up as prayer leaders in the nations. Launch a hub, join a hub, or sponsor a hub at awakeningprayerhubs.com. And remember, get to schoolofthespirit.tv and grab hold of Waging War on Offense while you can. It's almost over.